Holy moly, Marvel Jesus. So much news has come out.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is Doom. The Russo brothers are back. Doomsday. Also, Deadpool and Wolverine. We're going to review it.
Yes.
With Brandon Klein. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's our episode of the day. It might be two episodes. I have no idea. I was just expecting to do a Deadpool and Wolverine review with Brandon, and I was kind of overwhelmed by that movie. And here we are. The Marvel Cinematic Universe decided to actually drop something at San Diego Comic-Con, and they didn't just drop something. They dropped a lot of things. So yep. That's going to be our episode. Reviewing everything they dropped, as well as Deadpool and Wolverine. Or it's split into two. So yeah, that's it. Brandon, say the words.
Cue the music.
And welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash, Ketchum, Pikachu, we don't evolve. We just level up. And we have an episode today. We have episodes today. I don't even know if this is going to make the cuts. I am excited and overwhelmed all at once. I am your host, Jake Sherbing. Joining us is our guest, Memer, a.k.a. Brandon. Rub his head for luck, Klein. I need to do it more because my luck's been crap lately. Hello.
Nope. Hello. I don't know if this head's actually lucky.
I don't know. All I know is, like, in our D&D campaign, anytime my character rubs your bald character's head, good things happen. There is a... So, like, maybe it translates via D&D to real life, but all I'm going to say is I need to rub your head more. Hmm. We do not know unless we test out.
I'll give you one test next time I see you.
No, hold on. We need three at least.
Three?
Yeah, scientific study, man. I have a hypothesis. We have to do the experiments. And I need at least 3 points of data this before I can dismiss it.
All right. Well, we'll discuss this later.
I'm going to try it. And if it's a thing, I'm sorry.
I'm going to grow my hair back.
You could. Or you could just rub your own head, maybe.
That doesn't work.
Or maybe I get three wishes. I don't know how this works.
Not a genie.
Have you tried to fulfill a wish?
Yeah.
Have
my
you?
Own wishes. Well, I'm still here.
All right. Well, let's get into it. This is our Deadpool Wolverine review. Our fresh takes. Get your fresh takes here. And I had somebody on the internet actually compliment that take, that intro for TikTok, and I was like, yes, finally someone is like, yes, keep doing that. I don't know if they'll keep having that same attitude the more times I do it. We will see.
Kind of run it in.
I don't know, they might be the only person, but that's the only motivation I need right now. Doing
it. That's right.
So fresh takes, get your fresh takes here. All right, let's get into it. Let's quickly get into nerding out, and we'll get into our news longie. It's not even a quickie. There's 15 things.
Yep.
My God. All right. Brandon, anything new that you are nerding out on?
Not really this week. I've been kind of sick for the last week, so I didn't really do a whole lot. I just played a little bit of Hades 2, the new Hades games, but that's about it. Nothing too exciting.
I mean, there's the one thing we did together.
Yes. Yeah. Besides this. Yes. Mm-hmm. When saw Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And Wolverine.
So we did do that. For me, Fallout 4, been nerding out hard on still. I've got really into it. My character is very OP. He has a sneak advantage of 10%. Or, yeah, what is it, 10% more? Or 10 times more. 10 times sneak damage. Okay. And that's all. All my character does is has a sword and just chop, chop. So I just sneak, ninja, chop, dead.
Easy
peasy. Unless I get stuck at long range, and then it sucks.
You can't throw very well.
No, I usually just try to sneak up on them, but there's times where you really need a gun, or there's like three super mutants with a minigun. Can't really do much.
Yep, that's fair.
It's a fun build. Usually I'm more of a shooter, but it's a fun build. Otherwise, D&D last week. We did our D&D episode, and I have bad news at that. That recording got lost. I think I'm starting to think it's destiny. I think fate-wise, that was supposed to be our lost episode. Because we lost it, like, almost once in the middle of it. And I lost it eventually because of memory. I tried purging my computer, and somehow my two files got deleted in the purge. And that is arguably our best episode yet. Your character became an alcoholic for reasons we still have not explored. My character was just rolling nat 20s in the most, like, in all the charismatic scenes, and somehow got himself a whip, specifically called a BDSM sexy whip. I call it my character calls it the Repenter. It was a good time, and yep. I am sad that it's gone.
That was definitely our best one so far. We're getting better.
So it was the lost episode, and it is arguably the best episode. So, other than that, Zao, you remember that the text message I sent you?
Yeah.
Where I said, "Wow, that surprise twist in Zao was great."
Yep.
And what was your response? Do you remember?
I think I just specifically said, "What specifically are you talking about?" Because I didn't want to spoil anything.
Yeah. And I was just referring to the fact that, like,
One Piece spoilers, by the way.
One Piece spoilers. This is not much of a spoiler. At the end of the day, basically, like, there is a group of people that, like, you thought they didn't like that, like, this group of people, but they did like each other, and it was a huge, like, reveal and twist at the moment. And then I sent that message to Brandon, and then, like, five or six other twists, and possibly the biggest twist so far in, like, One Piece history was also a part of it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I see why Zao is important, and I understand Brandon's hesitancy to answer this message I just want to mention it because you're here, and I thought it was kind of hilarious. One Piece. My wife fell asleep while we were watching. We're getting through Zao. We're studying Whole Cake. She did not make it. And there was a lot of lore pieces that I kind of felt bad about. But I went through. I'm like, we have a mission. We are finishing Zao. And we're going to finish it. So I carried her. And I have to let her know what happened. Or we're going to rewatch it.
Yeah. A lot of lore dumps.
So much. So much. So arguably some of the best parts of the show. Oh, honestly. Yeah. I like the lore mark. Moments, and I'm really looking forward to the Reverie because they're talking about it now, and I think it's like 100 episodes in the future if I look at the episode count. But I'm like, this is the little arc that I'm looking forward to because I love learning the lore. I love those parts. Not that the 100 episodes of fighting isn't great, but you know,
it's the combination of everything between. That makes that's what makes the show great.
Not just all right, let's get into the news.
It's time for a news quickie. Oh yeah.
And baby, we're not even going to pretend it's going to be quick today. All right, let's start with the big one, right? San Diego Comic-Con is happening now, day one or day two. I don't remember the days.
Day two or three, probably.
We're recording this on a Sunday. Saturday is when a lot of the bigger stuff happens, especially for the bigger companies, Marvel, DC. And Marvel dropped a shit ton of news. And my God, I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't expecting Marvel to actually drop this much news, because they haven't, at least in this setting, for at least 5 years. I wasn't expecting this. I don't think anyone really was.
Yeah, no. But I think it's smart to try to coast off the momentum from Deadpool and Wolverine and just like be like, that's not it. You know, like, it's still coming kind of thing.
I agree. All right. So the first bit of news is Robert Downey Jr. is Doom. Dr. Doom. And I did a TikTok on this. This is the one that got banned. And my first reaction was, I didn't think this was real.
Yeah, I didn't. When you said it to me, I didn't think it was real. I assume it was a clickbait article.
Yeah, and that's like, I looked at it, I'm like, this can't be real. And then I saw the video, and I'm like,
yep.
Oh.
It is real.
This is like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I already feel like this is a dystopian future. And I'm just like, what type of fucking universe is this? Like, what? Robert Downey Jr. is, like, Robert Downey Jr. being back is a one thing, right? Mm-hmm. That'd be like, but him coming back as Doom. Brandon, what are your thoughts on this?
I've gone back and forth quite a bit, thinking about it, deciding, listening to what other people had to say about it. And I think it's an opportunity for something cool. I think he's going to be probably a variant Tony Stark, Dr. Doom. I don't think he's going to be Victor Von Doom.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be the infamous Iron Man, I think is what it's called. The Iron Man that's Dr. Doom in a different universe.
Yep.
I think that's what it's going to be. And
is it on my wall?
Is infamous Iron Man on your wall?
It is.
Oh, that's sick.
You keep talking. You keep talking.
Okay. So
let's see if I can get it.
I think that he's going to be like the temporary Dr. Doom until the Fantastic Four officially comes into the universe. And then once they're like actually after Secret Wars, then we'll get like an actual Victor Von Doom version of Dr. Doom. Oh, that's it. Infamous Iron Man.
So this is actually one of the like first comic book like series I started following was Infamous Doom. So I started following back in 2016. Mm-hmm. And the idea of, because Tony Stark died. And that's when Riri Williams' Ironheart came into play. Mm-hmm. And that was like the first like Iron Man comic that I read was Riri Williams' Iron Man run. And then obviously Dr. Doom's Iron Man run.
Is it good?
It's not bad. It's one of those like, it's interesting, but the story itself isn't like amazing. You know, like it's an interesting arc. It was like one of those arcs that I'm like, I'm happy to read it, but it's not like I'm going to tell you, go read it. It's important. I'm like, it's a cool idea that's explored, but not like to its full narrative potential.
Okay.
So and that's a lot of comics lately.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool. I heard a fan theory or whatever about maybe like trying to set up almost like a Dark Avengers for the Avengers to go against in Secret Wars. They could bring back other original characters like Chris Evans and stuff to play like Hydra, Captain America and stuff like that, and have them take on the new Avengers, which would actually be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah. So here's my thoughts on this. And this isn't necessarily new because I posted this morning, but I think that this is, like you said, an opportunity for a really cool idea.
Mm.
The Russo brothers are back. They make great stuff. At least for like Marvel, like when it comes to Community and MCU, they generally make really good movies. Like the, they make 4 movies so far, and they're probably four of my top 4 films, more than likely. Civil War, Winter Soldier, Infinity War, Endgame.
Yep.
Like those movies are amazing, and like I'm happy that they're coming back for the 5th Avengers that is now Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret War, especially Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Downey Jr. is a great actor. Like him coming back in Marvel, like I don't hate the idea of him coming back to play a variant. Him as Doom is interesting. I think he can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I think this idea is potential to be fire. I think it's potential to be a great idea it can be something that's great. But here's my flip argument for this. This is my counter argument. Doom is so great as a character that he doesn't have a proper introduction. And the closest so far is probably the first one as like the 2000 Fantastic Four.
Yeah. I like, I always liked what's his name. I can never remember it. The guy that played him.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was a decent villain. Yeah. I didn't think he played the role perfect, but
none
he was decent,
did.
Right?
Yeah.
The other, I forget the other guy too. It barely barely seem like Doctor Doom. And the MCU hasn't brought up yet because Fantastic Four is yet to make an appearance outside of course,
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski playing Mr. Reed.
Oh, Richards, yeah.
And then Deadpool now, Wolverine. You know. Yeah. So I'm just kind of disappointed because I feel like if they would just put Adam Driver in this role, I would be super ecstatic. And so, like, if it was anyone else, I think it would have been amazing, right? If they would have put, like, any competent actor, any actor who was, like, in high regard, if they would have unveiled the mask other than RDJ, I think we would all just be ecstatic and just be talking about, like, the future of the MCU. But now we're in the middle of this, I feel like the conversation is, like, is Marvel that desperate?
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of think they are. And I have another thing. I'm going to make a TikTok on this, but I'll say it here first. I think technically it's second. I don't think Ryan Reynolds / Deadpool is Marvel Jesus.
No. But he even says at the end of the movie that he's not Marvel Jesus.
Do you know who is Marvel Jesus?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, Downey Jr. Who started this?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Robert Downey Jr. Who died? Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. Downey Jr. Who is getting resurrected?
Yep.
Robert Downey Jr. He's Marvel Jesus. Yep. Who are they trying to... Right? He is essentially the face that's going to bring back Marvel.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing right now. And I don't question the move as RDJ as Doom. I question the move of showing us.
Yeah, it does seem early. I will say that.
It
would have been... Can you imagine if we went into the movie not knowing that? Like, if we never saw Under the Mask or something like that before it came out, and then turns out it's a variant of Tony Stark.
Would we be pissed off, though, if it was a good idea?
Well, like, if him doing it was a good idea?
Yeah, let's say, like, you know, Dr. Doom was doing this thing. We were like, oh, it's Dr. Doom. And then he reveals the mask, and it is Robert Downey Jr., and we see it's him, and it, we see the reveal. But then, like, he continues on to be a great villain. I don't think we'd be mad. I think we'd be like, wow, that was a twist and that was well done. Now we have all this speculation.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For years now.
And it just seems like they're really using him to bring Marvel back. It does seem like it's a desperation move and it might be needed, but I also just like, I don't know. I'm conflicted. I'm like, it can be a cool idea, but I'm like, it seems fake.
It does seem fake. I mean, maybe it's a psych out.
Maybe
it's not true.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a Marvel move to me. So I don't know. It just feels like they're potentially in a state of desperation, or they just really think this was the move to bring people back in. And maybe it is because people love Robert Downey Jr. And I think they'll check it out regardless.
I could see him coming back for a while. I mean, to be fair, he hasn't really done anything since Endgame.
I know he's done things. I just don't think he's had like that set role.
Yeah, or I mean, even anything really like big. I feel like I mean, like Doolittle came out. That was the first one that came out, and everyone hated that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, second bit of news, obviously, was the Russo brothers. We already talked about it in the intro. I'm excited for it. Avengers Doomsday, Avengers Secret Wars, like, I'm here for it. I think they are excellent. Like, I will say, like, that news, they would have just left the RDJ stuff out of it, and they just said, Doom is coming, it's Doomsday and Secret Wars, Russo brothers are in it. I'd be like, yep.
I mean, that's what we all wanted, right? Was for Kang to go away and for Doctor Doom to be the next big bad.
Well, I will shout out one TikToker that I follow. I feel like he has his name wrong. I watched his post, and the first thing he said was, I was going to review Deadpool and Wolverine, but this came out. Now I have to talk about this. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. We're in the same boat. Like, And then he went on and talked about how he is no longer doing Marvel. He is done with Marvel because he was so into the Kang Dynasty.
Oh, wow. I didn't know anything.
And I'm just like, oh. All right.
To be fair, I don't think it's the last time we're going to see Kang. I still think he's going to have a role. I just don't think it's going to be as big of a role as fast as they're planning on doing.
Yeah.
I've heard people, another rumor I heard was maybe Kang would fill out the place of Molecule Man in the Secret Wars story, as he's the anchor for every universe, like not the anchor being, but, you know, like the kill switch on every universe. And that's how Dr. Doom steals the power of the Beyonder, through him instead of through Molecule Man, because he's never been introduced or anything like that. Although it was kind of a shame for Molecule Man, because he is such a big part of the lore of the MCU, or not the MCU, but the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, I can see Kang coming back. Francesco DeFiore is, hopefully I said that correctly. I follow him on TikTok, give him a follow. He's reviews movies. Yeah, he was very upset, just done with Marvel because he wanted Kang, and I'm just like, it's not that I didn't want Kang to go away. I didn't want Kang to go away and it just being Dr. Doom. But I'm also like, Dr. Doom is a better villain.
Oh, yeah.
He's arguably the better choice and honestly should have been the person that really took over for Thanos, at least in my opinion, at least being one of them. But I don't mind Kang, because Kang's very much like, he is Thanos level threat. I think the biggest problem was Kang, Jonathan Majors, he's done. They weren't bringing him back without negative press. On top of the fact that Kang was just awfully done in Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania.
Yep.
You can't have him be beaten by Ant-Man and then bring him back and act like he's a legitimate threat. Like, you can't have Ant-Man defeat him with very little consequences. And have him come, Evangeline Lilly is done with acting for the time being. You easily could have just killed her off, have Ant-Man win, but not win, barely escape, and then he lost the love of his life. She quits acting. Kang makes plans for his next stage, and then boom, obviously you still have the Jonathan Majors stuff that you have to deal with. But between Jonathan Majors and the character writing just not being great, and people just being I'm not really in for Kang. I don't think you can move forward with Kang.
I mean, the first time we see Thanos proper, he is absolutely destroying Thor and the Hulk at the same time. That is a threat, you know?
Yeah. And Kang is that, but you didn't show that.
Exactly. Right?
You showed Ant-Man beat him. And
Ant-Man's arguably one of the weakest members in a sense, as far as his powers are strong, but at the same time, unless he shrunk real small and went up his butt.
Maybe he could have taken out Kang. You don't look at Ant-Man as one of the stronger beings. On top of the fact that even if Thor or Hulk straight up, yes, are they powerful enough to beat Kang? Sure. But if they outright beat Kang, they're not that big of a threat.
Yep.
Loki's not that big of a threat. He gets his ass kicked outright by Thor and Hulk. And arguably Iron Man, Captain America too. He was a threat because of the army, right?
Yep.
Kang had an army, and he still got beat by Ant-Man in a CGI-filled world. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's move on, because this news, we're only at 4 of the 15.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic Four is another movie that dropped. It is now called Fantastic Four First Steps. It is not going to be part of the main 616 universe. It's going to be its own universe. Galactus. There is even a photo of Galactus being the main villain. It's going to be in their own universe. 60s is going to be the time period. And it's going to be
futuristic 60s. Yeah, that's
futuristic
cool.
60s. July 25th. And I will say I'm excited for this movie.
I'm hopeful. I want to be excited for it.
I'm excited for 2025, man. It's July 2025. We got Superman coming out. We got Fantastic Four. I'm excited for it. Don't get me wrong that if we're questioning RDJ, I'm still in on the Marvel train.
Yeah.
At least for the time being.
Yeah.
Because this is, outside of that, exciting news. Just Very confusing question. Like, questionable. But yeah, that comes out July 25th, 2025 in a different universe. I'm assuming through Secret Wars, they're going to just put all the universes together. Yeah. And that's how X-Men is going to be part of the universe. I assume that's how they're going to do it. Because in the comics,
that's what happens, basically. That's how the 10 years... Ultimate Universe combines with the regular universe. That's how Miles Morales gets into the main universe and stuff like that. So,
exactly. So I assume this is how they're all going to come in back for Phase 7, and it's going to be Fantastic Four and Mutants, I assume. Hmm. And probably Spider-Man. All right. I can never say his name. Giancarlo Esposito. Can you?
No, you go ahead.
Giancarlo Esposito. Wow, that's bad. The guy from Breaking Bad, the guy who plays Gus Fring. I'm sorry, man. You deserve better than this.
Yeah.
It does. It is. He is finally. They revealed which villain he's going to be.
Hmm.
And it's a little bit of a twist. It reminds me of Invincible. He's going to be playing Sidewinder, the leader of the Serpent Society.
Yep.
I'm excited for it. It's not the biggest villain, but...
I'm excited, because of him as an actor. To see him in a role, obviously we know he can play villains quite well. So I'm excited to see him in more of an action-oriented kind of thing. It'll be interesting.
I am too. I just feel like they could have found somebody better.
Don't knock on.
Oh, he might be the best. He might be the best character in that whole film. He might be the best part of it. I wouldn't be surprised by that. And I wouldn't be surprised if we look back, especially if he has a bigger role in this movie. If we look back and be like, wow, Sidewinder, it's like one of the best villains. They should have used them more.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't think Sidewinder surfaces, unless they have like a better story plan for him. I just feel like they could have gave him a different character that was going to be showed more often. Because I wouldn't be surprised if he died in this film.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, speaking of Captain America, Brave New World, they also mentioned the fact that
Adamantium.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's going to be in Captain America, A Brave New World, thanks to Tiamat, the Eternal from Eternals that was frozen in place.
Finally getting addressed.
Yep, finally getting addressed. Adamantium is also coming because of it. And now we're closer to X-Men. So, I don't know what's the difference between that and vibranium, but...
You don't know the difference between vibranium? Vibranium is like a perfect reflector or whatever, like insulator. Mm-hmm. So it's like... Yep. Is able to absorb everything, whereas adamantium is just like crazy hard. I think adamantium, I feel like Wolverine cuts the shield at one point.
Does he?
Could be wrong. I don't know.
I thought vibranium was stronger in adamantium. Wow, I'm struggling saying that word.
Adamantium.
Yeah. I feel like it was second. I don't know. You can look it up. Thunderbolts get a preview as well. And I do have a description of it. I did not see any leaked versions of it. When we see Yelena throwing herself back into her work, killing people, then fighting with John Walker and ghosts, there's a brief look at Lewis Pullman's character, who introduces himself as just Bob. And then there's a number of fight scenes and explosions and Yelena jumping off of a building. There's a lot of playful arguing between Yelena, Alexei, and the entire group in an elevator, as well as in a car. And I'm like, all right, that's about exactly what I expect to see from a Thunderbolts preview. Or here in the description.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to think about that movie yet. Kind of just...
That's kind of how I feel about Marvel these days. Whereas, like, if we trusted Marvel, I'd be like, ooh, Thunderbolts is going to be good. It's going to be like Suicide Squad. But now it's like, oh, is this movie going to be good? Or is it just going to be there?
Yep. It's just going to exist.
There is that. All right. I think that's all the... Avengers news, MCU news. Do you have anything else to add? Did we forget anything?
You mentioned that they did confirm that the dude is the Sentry in Thunderbolts.
The villain at the end.
Yeah, the Sentry.
Oh no, he just introduced himself as Bob. I didn't know if Lewis Pullman. I didn't forget which character.
I saw a thing. Yeah, I saw a thing that said that they confirmed that he is the Sentry. which is one of my more interesting characters from the MCU, or like from the Marvel, that I've always kind of wanted to see and wonder how they would do it. The idea of like this super powerful being that's been there all along and just nobody remembers.
I'm excited for it. I'm also disappointed because I was hoping the guy who played Glenn would be, or Glenn in Walking Dead was going to be the, like he was supposed to be, Steven Yeun.
Yep.
He was supposed to be Sentry. And when he got, when he stepped back from that role, I was kind of disappointed with that.
Yeah. But
so.
Yeah, I do wonder why he did. That's a good question.
I don't know. This is like one of those movies that I'm like, I feel like I could really enjoy this movie. I just don't know how much I really trust Marvel at this point.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm not hyped for it by any means. I'm curious, so.
Yeah, I hope it's good. I hope all these movies are good. Like, I want Marvel to be back the way it was. It's better for our business.
Right.
If it is. So, but we will see. Yeah, is anything else other than that? Are we missing anything? I don't think we are.
I don't think so.
All right, let's get into the non-MCU news. Dexter is back in a brand new series and also an animation series where he's going to play the younger voice. But yeah, that's right. Dexter is back. Michael C. Hall is back as well. He's going to be playing Dexter. And I guess spoilers for the latest Dexter sequel and also Dexter, the original TV. Spoilers, if you don't want to hear this. I'm confused because last time I checked, Dexter died.
Probably just like another retcon, just like they did. He was supposed to die at the end of the original series too. And then they changed it last minute and had him be alive as a lumberjack.
Hey, it's perfectly okay. They're calling this Dexter Resurrection.
I don't know who asked for this. I mean, the original show, Dexter, is like one of the best.
Yeah, you're the person who...
Yeah.
I think you were one of the people who got me to watch Dexter.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I watched it way back in the day when it was still coming out, and I was a big fan of that show. And then time went on, and by the time they announced the second series, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But then I didn't really hear a whole lot of good things about it and just kind of never watched it.
So you're the reason, I'm pretty sure you're the reason why I watched Dexter, because I would remember coming to your place and you'd be just having it on. And it was interesting. Like, Michael C. Hall plays a really good Dexter. The premise is exciting. A serial killer who kills serial killers. And then works with the cops. And it's kind of like he is a superhero, but also like he is a monster. Like, it's an interesting premise. Mm. And it was a really good series, but I feel like they shot themselves in the foot for the first four seasons because they did some of the bigger storylines that you could probably do with that premise.
Yep.
Season two almost being like
caught and stuff like that. Season two, they're on to him as being a serial killer. Like, they find his body dump and so it definitely felt that way.
And then after season four, it was every episode after that, every season after that, it was just kind of like, okay, what are we doing here? You know, like season five is like, okay, what are we doing here? Season six, like, okay, really, like, what are you guys planning? Season seven, like, guys, what are we doing? And then season eight, you don't even ask. She's like, the fuck are they doing?
Just, just let it end. And then they couldn't even give a proper ending.
Couldn't give a proper ending. Couldn't even write a proper show at this point. New series comes out. I think, what is it? New Blood? I think that's what they called it. And it was good. It was actually like a decent story. I wouldn't say it's like, hey, if you love Dexter, you must watch this. I guess if you love Dexter, I guess you should. But like, if you like, hey, remember the original show? Did you like it? Like, this is a must watch. It's not there. It's like, yeah, if you really like Dexter, if you wanted to see a better ending for Dexter, go watch Brand New World or New Blood. Sorry, I just put in Captain America title in the Dexter.
They all sound the same these days.
I mean, basically, they're all pandering to the same like demographic, it seems like. But yeah, it's just, I look at this and I'm just like, why? Like, I got this news on top of the like the Robert Downey Jr. news, you know, just like, wait, he's Iron Man, wait, Dexter's back too for the third time, like he's dead. Like, like you said, I don't know who's asking for Dexter. I don't know. I don't know how, because like he died too.
Yeah,
spoilers, he died.
Whatever, it's gonna be like another prequel or like something in between, the shows or something like that.
The dude is just Michael Myers at this point.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally called Resurrection. Like, it just feels like we're doing a horror movie thing, but it's not a horror movie, and it's just, like, I don't know. Like, I might check it out. I enjoy Dexter. I don't know. All right, let's get into other news. Probably the best news of this whole Comic-Con. Did you see this, Brandon? Invincible. The black and blue suit, baby. They announced it. They teased it all season two. It is here. They've promoted it. I knew it was coming because you can't tease the whole, like, you can't tease it throughout the whole season two and not it.
Yeah, not it's here. Paid off. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw something about them talking about splitting the fifth or the third season. If they were going to split it in half again, like they did last time, or I don't remember what the result was though, or what they said.
You're cutting in and out a little bit. I will say this for Robert Kirkman. From what he said, he basically, from like the interviews I've seen him in, he's basically just stated that, hey, we understand that this wasn't popular. Hmm. We know people do not did not enjoy this. Like, we are fully aware that this move was not popular. So I assume season three will not be split in two. And just like that, I knew he would be gone. So we'll be right back and we'll get into... Oh, hey.
Pop up for a little bit there.
Yeah, you did. You were breaking in and out and you were frozen. I was just rolling with it. I was whispering to the... And then you came back. I was like, oh, he's back. All right.
I'm back.
All right. But yeah, that's the Invincible news. Did you hear about the Vought prequel series?
I did. I heard something about that.
We have Jensen Ackles.
Ackles.
I did write it as Ackles. And Aya Cash, who plays Stormfront. They are... Apparently, it's in the works.
I mean, I'm always that's down for more Jensen, so...
I'm down for this. Like, I like both actors, Jensen Ackles, Aya Cash. Like, I enjoyed them both in their roles. They're energetic. They're fun to watch. And I think just in general, this world, there's a lot of lore, a lot of things to explore in this world. So I would be excited for really any series. I don't like prequel series that much. I want,
because you know how it's going to end.
Well, it's hard. And it's hard to make a prequel. Better Call Saul proved us all wrong. It's also hard to be excited about it, too. Like, yeah, you could tell a great story as a prequel, but I don't think you can tell an exciting story that the casual fan base can jump aboard.
Yeah. I would agree. A lot of prequels just turn into like, oh, this is what this means. Oh, I remember that from the show. I remember this, you know.
And Solo, it doesn't really here's stand the
origin. On its own. Yeah.
Solo, here's the origin stories of how Han Solo got the pair of dice.
Cool. Nobody needed to know that.
Cool.
That's what I worry about. I don't know. Prequels, but yeah, maybe they'll get whoever Jensen or whoever Jared Padalecki is going to play. They get them back together in the prequel.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I'd be happy with it.
Always holding out for Supernatural season 17.
Didn't they end in 15? Or was it 16?
Maybe it was 15. I don't remember off the top of my head. It was a lot.
You're getting greedy with your hope. You're just assuming that 16's coming.
Yeah, 16 is guaranteed.
Speaking of the boys, this is like news. And when we do our like season 5 predictions video, which I hope we do rather shortly, I just thought this was interesting because there is a Vought International Instagram page and it's wonderful. You should check it out. It's basically them pretending to be Vought and just be like, we just canceled training with A-Train because tax money.
Mm-hmm.
We want, yeah, like,
because we'll make more money.
They released a photo saying, hey, we captured these four fugitives. We captured MM, Huey, Frenchie, but the biggest one, which they didn't necessarily confirm, is Kimiko. Because if you remember at the end of The Boys, Sam had her in his grasp, but Frenchie got into the truck.
Yep.
Right? They captured everybody who wasn't a superhero. But according to this, Kimiko is captured. And then Starlight and Butcher is at large. So I just wanted to mention it because it's like, hey, I think the show is just saying Kimiko has been captured. And I've heard that elsewhere too. I've heard that Kimiko is with the boys. Like, they're all in the same location.
Okay.
So we're almost there, Brandon. Let me get the Deadpool Wolverine. Holy shit, it's been 40 minutes. This almost has to be another episode. Okay. Classic. This might be the longest news quickie yet.
We could do longer. Find some more news real quick.
I still got three. Number three, The Batman 2, Part 2, or 2, whatever they're going to call The Batman. Colin Farrell is coming back as the Penguin. It has been confirmed. And I think that is the only news that I have found regarding that information.
Yeah. I'm worried. I'm so worried about that movie.
That movie's so good. The first one. I hope they can just, like, I know, like, Batman trilogies at this point, like, yeah. But also, like, I enjoy a good Batman trilogy. And this universe was really, really was interesting. All right. Number 14. One Piece Season 2 has confirmed that Logtown is coming back, baby. They're doing Logtown. It is at the end of season one. They did the whole, like, we're going to, what is it called? I'm blanking on it. Not the New World, the Grand Line.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So in the anime, they go to Logtown and then they go to the Grand Line and then they put the hands together, and then they make their vow that they're going to the Grand Line. But in season one of One Piece, they did it before going to Logtown, so many people were assuming they were skipping Logtown altogether. But it's been confirmed that Logtown is back, and they did cast the Smoker and the swords lady that looks like. I'm
trying to remember her name.
You blanked too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of characters in One Piece. Do not.
Yeah, that's fair. I can't remember. I feel like it starts with a K, but I could be wrong.
I do not remember. And then last bit of news. This is news for My Adventures of Superman. I finished it. It is great. I give it a 4. They should do more of these. Mm-hmm. All right. So they were confirming things for season 3. And this is what they confirmed. This is what I've heard. And there's probably more information when we do this anyway. Because I believe I just saw a post with Huey, Jack Quaid, and he was wearing his Superman stuff. So I think they're doing more today. So this is old, disregard. But anyway, Batman is not coming in season 3. They confirmed that. But who is coming in season 3 is Superboy.
Okay.
Jimmy's love life is going to be a thing.
Okay. Thank God.
More villains.
That's good.
And in fact, they love the 90s. They love 90s Superman.
Okay. What does that mean?
So I don't. Doomsday?
I suppose.
Man, they're really pushing this Doomsday theme this year at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Avengers Doomsday. My Adventures of Superman Doomsday. We're nearing Doomsday itself. Yes. Anyway. So yeah, that's the news. Where are we at? We get 30 minutes?
I mean, more than that.
The whole fucking episode itself. Yeah. All right, we're just gonna call it. Actually, before we call it, because I think we're gonna split it, and I'll just say, you know, you guys are getting two episodes instead of one and two episodes in 2 weeks. You're just getting two in one, so I might have to skip it. So I have the list here of every Marvel project, and I do want to do a Marvel's like future episode. Basically, I want to do an episode talk about Marvel's Resurrection. Okay. I'm not going to even call it that. So it says here we're supposed to get 3 projects in the MCU after Deadpool and Wolverine. Agatha All Along, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, and Eyes of Wakanda. We've only been confirmed with Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about the other two. After that, Captain America Brave New World in February. Daredevil Born Again in March. Thunderbolts in May. Fantastic Four in July. Then Blade, if that comes out, in November. You're shaking your head no. Iron Hearts, apparently, in 2025. Avengers Doom Day in 26. Vision Quest in 2026. Secret Wars in 2027. And we still have to learn about Spider-Man 4, Shang-Chi 2, Armor Wars, Wonder Man, which they were filming, X-Men 97 Season 2, and Marvel Zombies.
Is the Marvel Zombies going to be another cartoon?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like animation.
Like a full movie or whatever of it.
Based off the What If episode that they did for Marvel Zombies.
I mean, we got a little bit of Marvel Zombies in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Did we?
Headpool.
Where we get the zombies?
Headpool is from Marvel Zombies.
Oh, yeah. Headpool, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like 2025 is going to be the year.
Yeah.
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 All right. Let's call it good because I said all right like four times.
All right.
Thank you guys. This was your news quickie. It wasn't quick, but it was news.